AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. At least 30 people are dead, more than 80 others injured in a suicide bombing of a bank in Jalalabad, Afghanistan. The AP's Ashraf Khalil reports from Cairo.
You do have regular bombing attacks in Afghanistan using cars, using motorcycles, using individuals wearing explosive vests. It is a fairly regular occurrence in that country.
Police say the bomber rode up on a motorcycle and set off his explosives in a crowd of soldiers and civilians who had gathered at the bank for their monthly pay. Five young Australian men have been arrested on suspicion of plotting an Islamic State group-inspired terrorist attack at a Veterans Day ceremony. Police say the four 18-year-olds and a 19-year-old plan to attack Anzac Day ceremonies in Melbourne later this month. Three people are in critical condition, eight others injured in a fiery gas line explosion at a sheriff's department shooting range in Fresno, California. Sheriff Margaret Mims says a county worker was using a front-end loader to build an earthen berm at the range at the time of the explosion.
There was a county public works employee operating the front loader. As a result, he was blown away from the front loader.
Many of the others who were hurt were county jail inmates assigned to a work crew at that range. Lower speed limits have been ordered for railroads that carry crude oil or other flammable liquids. The AP's Joan Lowy has details.
They're telling railroads they have to go slower when they go through the high-density urban areas, and they're telling them that they need to provide more information to federal investigators when there's an accident as to what is in the trains.
The Transportation Department has also advised railroads to strengthen procedures for checking for flaws in train wheels that can cause a crash. The Obama administration has been under intense pressure to improve safety of oil trains that traverse the country. This is AP Radio News. U.S. troops are in Ukraine to help train National Guard units, a move that's drawn criticism from Moscow. Charles de Ledesma has more.
The troops from the Italy-based 173rd Airborne Brigade will train around 900 Ukrainian National Guardsmen. Initially, it was thought that that would include the Azov Battalion, a far-right formation. But embassy spokesman James Halleck says Azov fighters would not be among those trained. Meanwhile, a spokesman for Russian President Vladimir Putin has criticised the American move, saying the participation of instructors and specialists from a third country is far from helping resolve the conflict. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The NBA playoffs begin today with a quartet of games. Up first, Washington Wizards travel to Toronto to play the Raptors at 12:30 Eastern Time this afternoon. New Orleans faces Golden State and San Francisco. Night games include Milwaukee at Chicago and Dallas Mavericks traveling in-state to face the Houston Rockets. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Hello, America. It's your new favourite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.